Someone was watching her. Kayla hurried down the sidewalk, carrying two bags from the diner that contained lunch for everyone at Hair Affair, and told herself she was being paranoid. The Kings of Doom Motorcycle Club was done, busted up and scattered to the winds by her soon-to-be brother-in-law, Alexei Kamarov, and his SEAL buddies. They'd rescued her sister and stopped her psychotic ex before he could harm Bailey. And before James could sell Kayla's baby, his own child, to an adoption agency. Kayla shivered as she quickened her steps. Little Anastasia was secure in her playpen in the salon, watched over by Chloe, Avery, and JoJo. And life was good. Kayla had been working at the salon as a shampoo girl since the previous one left a couple of months ago. Before that, she'd been answering phones at a real estate office and contemplating getting her license, but she didn't like the idea of meeting clients alone at strange houses. It wasn't likely anyone would kidnap her and turn her into a sex worker, like the Kings of Doom had done to so many unsuspecting girls. But knowing it had happened, still happened, since trafficking was a thing, made her supremely uncomfortable with the idea of being alone with anyone she didn't know. But then Chloe had suggested she replace Millie, the shampoo girl, who was moving to another state. Avery, the salon owner, had agreed, and Kayla had been there since. She liked working at the salon. Chloe, Avery, and JoJo were sweet to her, and they'd started encouraging her to think about cosmetology school. She would love to learn how to be a stylist, but she didn't have the time or the money. Someday, maybe. Right now, she had to work to take care of her daughter and provide for the future. James was in prison, and even if he weren't, he wasn't the kind of guy you asked for child support. A man who'd been planning to sell his own daughter to an illicit adoption agency damned sure wasn't going to pay money for her care. Kayla was nearly to the salon when a car pulled up beside her and slowed. Her heartbeat quickened and sweat popped up on her skin, but she didn't turn her head.
"Hey, baby," an oily voice said. "Where you going in such a rush?"
Neo was nursing a beer when Kayla walked into Dirty and Chloe's backyard, pushing Anna in her stroller. His senses snapped into high alert. She wore a pair of cut-off jean shorts that clung to her perfect ass, and a breezy white cotton tank top. Her blonde hair was in a ponytail, and his gut twisted at the thought of wrapping all that hair around his fist and tugging her head back so he could plunder her mouth and throat. He shifted in his chair and turned away to get a handle on his reactions. He wanted to go to her, and he also knew he shouldn't. She didn't need the uncertainty of his life clouding hers. Kayla was a mother, and her baby was her first priority. God knew she'd been through enough with her ex and the motorcycle club he'd been a part of. James Dunn had manipulated her, imprisoned her, and tried to take her baby away. He'd put a haunted look in her eyes, and Neo wanted nothing more than to take that look away. But he couldn't. He couldn't guarantee that he wouldn't put her through a different kind of hell if they got involved. It took a special kind of woman to put up with an operator's life. He didn't doubt that Kayla was special, but she'd been through enough.
"She sure is pretty,"
Corey Shade Vance said, and Neo's hackles rose.
"Yeah, but she's got a baby to take care of and no time for the likes of you."
Shade made a noise of disbelief. Neo turned to meet his gaze.
"I was talking about that one right there, the brunette."
Neo followed the jerk of Shade's chin to Avery McCarthy,